Now, let me tell y'all a tale that'll put the goosebumps on you so thick they might never leave. Way up yonder in Chicago, along a lonesome stretch of road called Archer Avenue, folks been seeing something or someone for near 100 years. A young woman, dressed in white, standing by the roadside with a far-off look in her eyes. Some say she's just a lost soul, looking for a ride home. But them that stop to help? Well, let's just say she don't always make it to her destination. They call her Resurrection Mary. And if you ever find yourself driving near that graveyard late at night, you best keep your eyes on the road. Because if you see her standing there, thumb out, staring at you with them ghostly eyes, I might just be giving a ride to someone who ain't among the living no more. Welcome to Kentucky Melodies, America's Scariest Stories, where we bring you ghostly legends, spooky haints, and bone-chilling tales from all over this great land. These stories will have you looking over your shoulder all night. So pull up a chair, dim them lights, and let's dive into the eerie and unexplained. The legend of Resurrection Mary is one of the most famous ghost stories in American history, particularly in Chicago, Illinois. Her spirit is said to haunt Archer Avenue, a historic road running through Justice, Illinois, just southwest of Chicago. The area surrounding Archer Avenue has long been associated with paranormal activity, largely due to Resurrection Cemetery, one of the largest cemeteries in the United States. This region was once heavily wooded, with early roads carved through thick forests. Over time, these paths became travel routes for settlers, and eventually, paved roads connected the rapidly growing city of Chicago with the small developing suburbs. Among the places that made Archer Avenue famous was the O. Henry Ballroom, later renamed the Willowbrook Ballroom. It was one of the most popular dance halls in the area from the 1920s through the 1950s. Young people flocked to the ballroom on weekends, dressed in their finest clothes, ready to dance the night away. The music of big bands filled the air, and for many young couples, the ballroom was where love stories began, or ended in heartbreak. It is from this golden age of dance halls that the ghostly legend of Resurrection Mary was born. Now, the way folks tell it, back sometime in the 1930s, there was this young gal named Mary, pretty as a picture, long flowing hair, and dressed up finer than a Sunday morning, a white dress and matching dancing shoes, looking like she'd stepped right out of a dream. That night, she was out at the O. Henry Ballroom, dancing the night away like any young'un would. But something went wrong. Some say she got in a spat with her feller. Others reckon it was just a bad turn of luck. Either way, she got riled up something fierce and stormed out of that ballroom, out into the night air, and started walking home along Archer Avenue. Now, that road weren't the safest place for a young woman to be traipsing alone, dark and lonesome as it was. And sure enough, before she could make it home, a car come barreling down that road and struck her right there in the street. Some folks say it was a hit and run. Others reckon the driver might have stopped. But it didn't matter none. Mary was gone. Next thing anybody knew, they found her body, laid out cold as the grave itself. When they buried her, they say she was wearing that same white dress she danced in that night, her final resting place marked in Resurrection Cemetery. But here's where things get real eerie. Mary never stopped walking. Folks been seeing her ever since, drifting down Archer Avenue, just like she done that night. Some say she's just wandering, lost in time, trapped in the steps of a dance she never finished. Others claim she'll flag down a driver, climb into their car, quiet as a church mouse, given only the vaguest of directions. But just as they get close to the cemetery gates, she vanishes, gone like she weren't never there to begin with. Now, over the years, folks, historians, ghost hunters, and them folks who dig through old records have tried their best to pin down just who Resurrection Mary really was. There's a few young women buried out yonder in Resurrection Cemetery that match up with parts of the tale, but ain't none of them a perfect fit. First off, there's Mary Bregovi. She was 21 years old when she died back in 1934, got herself caught up in a bad automobile wreck. Now, she's buried in Resurrection Cemetery, and she fits the time frame just right. But here's the thing. She didn't die on Archer Avenue. She passed in downtown Chicago. Some folks still think she's the one, but others ain't so sure. Then there's Anna Maria Norcus. Now, she's an interesting one, because she was just a young'un, only 12 years old when she was killed in a car accident back in 1927. Thing is, she'd been out dancing at the O. Henry Ballroom that night, same as Mary in the legend, but some folks reckon she might have been too young to fit the part of a hitchhiking ghost. And spirits don't always take to looking older than they was when they passed. And then, there's Mary Miskowski. Now, her story gets a little closer. She died in 1930, hit by a car while walking to a costume party. Some folks figure maybe her ghostly white dress got mistaken for a ballroom gown. Now, which one of them is the real Resurrection Mary? Well, that's the trouble. Nobody really knows. Maybe it's one of them, maybe it's none of them. Could be Mary's just a name given to something older, something restless, a soul that ain't got no place to settle. But whatever the truth may be, something's out there on Archer Avenue waiting for a ride that never comes. Now, the first real recorded run-in with Resurrection Mary happened back in 1939, when a feller by the name of Jerry Pallas swore up and down he'd danced the night away with a ghost. Only, he didn't know it at the time. Jerry claimed he met a beautiful young woman at a local ballroom, and from the moment they locked eyes, it was like she drifted straight to him. They spent the whole night dancing, her white dress glowing under the lights, her feet floating across the floor like she weren't even touching it. Now, Jerry did notice something strange. She was awful quiet, barely spoke a word all night, and her skin was cold as river water in December. But he didn't think much of it, just figured she was the shy type. When the dance ended, he offered her a ride home. She nodded, real polite-like, and gave him directions. But she never gave him an address, just told him to drive down Archer Avenue. Now, here's where things get real eerie. As they got near Resurrection Cemetery, Mary suddenly sat up straighter, her face getting distant, like she heard something Jerry couldn't. Then she turned to him and said, "Stop the car." Confused, Jerry pulled over, but before he could ask her why, she opened the door, stepped out onto the pavement, and disappeared right in front of his eyes. Not ran off, not slipped away into the trees. One second she was there, and the next she was gone. Shaken to his core, Jerry went back the next day. Something told him to check Resurrection Cemetery, and sure enough, as he wandered through them cold stone markers, he stopped dead in his tracks. There, on a lonely grave, was a name carved into the headstone. Mary. Since that night, dozens, perhaps hundreds of people have reported picking up Resurrection Mary or seeing her walking along Archer Avenue. Now, if there's a story that'll send a cold shiver right down your spine, it's the one folks tell from 1973 when a cab driver stumbled into Chet's Melody Lounge, his face pale as a ghost and his hands shaking like a leaf in a storm. So, this feller had just picked up a fare. A young blonde woman in a flowing white dress standing all alone by the roadside. Said she looked lost, real quiet, but polite when she asked if he could take her down Archer Avenue. Well, he didn't think nothing of it at first. Folks hitch rides all the time. But as he drove, he started noticing something strange. The girl barely spoke, didn't fidget like most folks do, just sat there stiff, staring out the window like she was watching something only she could see. But the real terror, that came when they got near Resurrection Cemetery. 1 second, she was sitting there, clear as day in his rearview mirror. And the next, she was gone. Not a sound, not a flicker of movement, just vanished. The driver slammed on the brakes, his heart near pounding out of his chest. He turned around, checking the back seat, the road, the ditches, nothing. No sign of the girl, no doors had opened, no footsteps in the dirt. Shaken, not knowing what else to do, he pulled off at Chet's Melody Lounge, the bar sitting right across from the Resurrection Cemetery. He busted through them doors, looking wild-eyed, and told his story, but instead of laughing or telling him he'd lost his mind, the folks inside just gave him this look, one that told him he weren't the first to come in with a story like that. He wasn't even close to the first. Now, if there's one place that's kept Mary's story alive, it's Chet's Melody Lounge, sitting right there across from Resurrection Cemetery, like a watchman keeping an eye on something that don't rest easy. Ain't just any old bar. Chet's is a place where the legend breathes. Every Sunday morning, like clockwork, they set out a seat at the end of the bar, just for her. And sitting there, waiting like it's expecting company, is a Bloody Mary cocktail. Her drink, left untouched, but always there, like an invitation that never gets answered. Ain't nobody seen her come claim it, but that don't stop folks from whispering about the strange happenings inside them walls. Some patrons swear up and down they've seen strange lights dancing over Resurrection Cemetery, flickering like spirits ain't quite settled. Others say they've felt it, a cold hand grazing their back when ain't no one standing near 'em, a chill creeping in deep, even on the hottest nights. The bartenders got stories, too. Glasses shifting on their own, doors creaking open when there ain't no wind to push 'em. And every now and then, a newcomer wanders in, looking pale as a ghost, claiming they picked up a girl in a white dress, only to have her vanish before they could ever see where she was headed. Folks that have laid eyes on Resurrection Mary all tell near about the same tale. A young woman, standing by the roadside, lost in time. Ain't no ordinary hitchhiker, neither. Something about her just ain't right. She's young, maybe 18 to 24 years old, with long, golden blonde hair that falls soft over her shoulders. But it's that dress that folks remember most. A flowing white gown. Some say it looks like a wedding dress. Others swear it's a ballroom gown, like she's still dressed for the night she never got to finish. Ain't just how she looks, though. It's how she feels. Folks that have picked her up say her skin is cold, like touching a stone left in the shade all winter. Even on the hottest summer nights, she's got a chill to her that don't make no sense. Some claim she's pale as moonlight, almost see-through if you look at her just right. She don't talk much either, just sits quiet, watching the road, only speaking to give directions in a soft, distant voice. But them that's touched her, they say it's like grabbing hold of something from the grave itself, an icy chill creeping through their bones, leaving them with a shudder they can't shake. She's always heading the same way, always toward Resurrection Cemetery. and when the car rolls up near them gates, she's gone. Now, most folks figure Resurrection Mary must be laid to rest somewhere inside Resurrection Cemetery, but the truth is, ain't nobody knows exactly where. Over the years, ghost hunters, historians, and folks with nothing better to do than dig through old records have all tried to pin down her final resting place. But for all the tour groups, for all the paranormal investigators that have walked them paths by lantern light, not a single grave has ever been confirmed to belong to Mary. Still, she's there. People see her, even when they don't go looking for her. A pale figure draped in white, drifting behind the cemetery's iron gates, disappearing into the mist before you can get too close. Some say they've spotted her just standing there, hands lightly touching the cold metal bars, looking out at the road, waiting on a ride that never comes. But the part that'll put ice in your veins? Back in the 1970s, cemetery workers stumbled across something real strange. Two handprints scorched into the iron fence like something clawed at it with fingers of fire. The metal had warped, twisted under an unnatural heat, and no one could rightly explain it. Some say it was just rust, a trick of the light, maybe some kids playing a prank. Others, they ain't so sure. Maybe Mary weren't just a lost soul looking for a ride home. Maybe she was trying to get out. The legend of Resurrection Mary ain't fading away anytime soon. She's still out there, her name whispered through the years, kept alive by new sightings, old stories, and the eerie question that nobody's ever been able to answer. Who was she, really? Was she Mary Bregovi, Ananorcus, or some other lost soul, doomed to wander the road she walked in life? Or is she something older, something that don't belong to just one name or one grave? One thing's for sure, something is haunting Archer Avenue. So, if you ever find yourself driving past Resurrection Cemetery late at night, if the road stretches out quiet and lonesome, if you feel a chill creep up your spine for no good reason, keep your eyes on the road. And if you happen to see a young woman in white, standing there all alone, thumb out, watching you as you pass, think twice for stopping. 'Cause if she climbs into your car, she might not stay there for long. Now, I gotta ask y'all, what do you reckon? You ever heard tell of a hitchhiker ghost like Resurrection Mary? Maybe you got a tale of your own about something strange on the side of the road, a shadow where there ought not be one, or a cold chill setting in when there ain't no reason for it. And what do you think? Who was Mary? Was she one of them poor souls buried in Resurrection Cemetery or something else entirely? Maybe she's still trying to find her way home, or maybe she don't even know she's gone. If you was driving down Archer Avenue on a dark night and you seen her standing there in her white dress, would you stop, or would you hit the gas and pray she don't follow? Let me know down in the comments. I got a feeling some of y'all got a story to tell. Now, if y'all love hearing stories like this, tales of ghosts, hauntings, and the things that go bump in the night, be sure to follow Kentucky Melody, where we keep the lanterns burning and the shadows creeping. Ain't no telling what kind of restless spirits we'll run into next. But let me warn you, some stories got a way of sticking with you. They slither into your mind when the house gets quiet, when the night wind rattles the windows just right, when you find yourself driving down an empty road and you catch a glimpse of something, or someone, in your rear view that weren't there before. So go on, get comfy. But don't get too comfortable, 'cause next time we're diving even deeper into the unknown. And who knows, maybe the next story is about something lurking a little closer to home.